Hello, is it Ben?
Yes, hey Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for returning my call.
So I have just shared the revised file of Book 2 and Book 3 with you over the Teamwork.
Okay.
And I just want you to get it checked and let me know your feedback. And beside this, please tell me how can I help you?
Okay, very good. That's exactly why I was calling. So I'm surprised that you did both. That's very good. That's good news. Thank you. It's proactive. Let me see. Let me read through it, and then I'll give you a call back. You're in the office today?
Yep, I'll be in the office.
Very good. I will call you back within the hour.
Perfect. And beside this, Ben, can you please check your message? You might have received a code from Amazon.
Received a call from them?
No,
or
a code.
Or call?
OTP, yes.
Oh, code.
Because the team is trying to log into the account just to check the keywords.
Okay, one moment, and let me give you that.
Sure.
Just came over. Yeah, let me see. Oops, shoot. Okay, 152-974.
152-974.
That is correct.
Perfect. I have shared it with the team. Just give me a minute, and please let me know how are you doing now.
I'm doing well. Yeah, and I'm in fact I'm very pleased that you sent over stuff that I can review. So after I approve, and I'm assuming I'm going to approve book two. How do we proceed? What's the next step?
The next step is going to be I will give the approval to the writing team, and then they will share the descriptions, the character descriptions and the illustration descriptions. I will share them with you for your approval. Once you approve those descriptions, then I will share those with the artist, with the illustrator, who's going to create the illustrations.
Very good. To save a step, the descriptions they weren't visual, so I had a hard time. You know, what if it went directly from their ideas to the art department?
Sure, no worries, I can do that.
And then, because then I can see the visual, and that's easier for me to approve.
Yep, got your point. Because what I remember that you're saying, it's going to be almost the same characters, just going to be an addition of one or two more, right?
Yes, it will be one or two. The boy and girl, will be changed. Those we're not going to be using either of those again.
Okay.
In book two, because the characters are introduced as new.
Mm-hmm.
I would like one of the characters to actually be wheelchair bound, to bring in a handicap aspect. We don't have to put it in the writing, but I would like to show diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So if one of the children, a boy or a girl, is in a wheelchair, you know, like it could be for the lost dog. It could be for coming up the walk and meeting her. That's another story. So if one of them could be in a wheelchair, that would be great. Okay?
Sure. All right, Ben. So I will – let's do this. When I get the description, I will just share it with you and get a quick feedback from your side. Then I will share it with the illustrator.
Very good. Thank you. Let me go and read this. Thank you.
Perfect. So I'll be waiting for your feedback. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Bye, Steve.
Bye-bye.